So how did we learn his story? Was it through Paul that was zapped into submission on the road to Damascus? He was Saul and then became Paul. He told a story, did he not? He told a witnessing story over and over and over. Or was it his story of the believer in Revelation that said, I was in a spirit-filled trance and I had this vision of the Father and the Lamb coming down from heaven. And there was no temple in the center. There was no temple. The temple was the Father and the Lamb. And there was no darkness. There was light. And the light radiated from them. He told that story of Jesus coming with the Father to rule in a new Jerusalem. So what is your story? What is your story? How did you learn the story of Jesus? Are you prepared to stand up before someone and tell them the story of Jesus? There are lots of people that are quote-unquote Christians, but just by the fact that they attend a church or something, they think they're Christians. But are they prepared to tell the story of Jesus? Are they prepared to witness the, you know, what's happened in their life? Are they prepared to be a life witness of the glory of Jesus? Of how Jesus lived amongst us and showed Peter, predicted Peter's life as the rock of the church, and ate fish with him on the beach, and questioned Peter whether he truly loved him. We can tell that story. We can tell the story of how Jesus lived amongst us. And then, before his departure, gathered his disciples together and said, love one another. My Father will send a companion to you to comfort you. You can tell that story. Or you can tell all of those stories. You can tell all of that. And tell it in such a way that people that are on the borderline of believing become believers. And they look to you. And then you have the very precious gift to reflect that to the cross. Because it's not necessarily about you, is it? It's about Jesus. It's about telling his story. We are all ministers, disciples for Christ. So let's tell the story to its fullest extent, and let's continue to be blessed by his story. Bottom line, tell his story. Let us pray.